Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Brewers 360, a little bit early this morning, sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contracting. Joining us on this Friday, Brewers President of Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger. Rick, appreciate you moving things up as we've got a fluid situation here on Wisconsin's Morning News. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing great. Before we get to all the stuff going on at American Family Field this week, I wanted to ask you about this. I loved seeing it. Couple of the Brewers up at the Packers game Thursday night. Joey Ortiz was there, Caleb Durbin enjoying that. I know that you have a great relationship with the Packers and with the Bucks, and I love when our guys kind of, we've had Packers come down and watch our team. I love seeing that happen. My question is, so do they call you? It's like Durbin on the phone. Hey, Rick, listen.
Or the first time you're seeing that is on TV and you're like, ooh.
Oh, guys went up there. Okay.
Yeah, no, those guys on their own went up there, so they didn't need to call me to get tickets. And obviously, we're all rooting for the Packers, and it was a nice game yesterday. And what I love is our players, I guarantee you, they come to the Brewers with allegiance to other teams besides the Packers, because they're usually from different cities, but they become cheeseheads. And I love that we can make them Packers fans as well when they're playing with the Brewers. So it was fun to see those guys and having a good time. And they're back, and obviously a big series this weekend. So it's okay to have fun, and now they're ready to do war.
Got the Cardinals in town at American Family Field. So we could clinch a spot in the postseason tonight. And I'll ask you about tickets and how folks get those tickets for the postseason coming up. But Eric and I have been talking and debating amongst ourselves, talking to various people who've joined us on the show. We talked to Pat Murphy, talked to Matt Arnold about it. Because the magic number just to get in is 2. That could happen tonight. We get a win and enough other teams get a loss and we're in the postseason. But we could also clinch the number 1 seed. We could also
not tonight,
clinch
but eventually,
the division.
Yeah,
right. So
yeah.
Since there are all these benchmarks, this first celebration, Rick, when we know we get in, what do you think that's going to look like in the clubhouse?
Yeah, I think it's going to be relatively muted, because I think you said it correctly. We're 2 games from clinching out a spot in the postseason, but there are bigger prizes ahead, and I think everybody's focused on winning the division, getting a bye. And so if we do clinch today or tonight or this weekend, I think they'll certainly give each other high fives, but there won't be, I don't think, a massive champagne celebration and a massive thing. I think we're going to wait for bigger goals to be achieved. And hopefully we can do it at home, but clearly want to have some bigger celebrations online. So we'll save the confetti and the champagne maybe for additional things.
Could that be like a division title?
Yeah, I think a division title is worthy of a celebration.
Yeah, pop the cork on that. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's okay. That's worthy. So I think that would be sort of the plan, is if we do win the division, we're doing it home, obviously that's a celebratory event.
Brewers President of Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger, live with us on Brewers 360 this morning. So talk about how postseason tickets work. Right now there's a period, I think if I'm reading it right, Rick, of some exclusivity for fans who are season seat holders to purchase an opportunity to be in the ballpark for the postseason.
Right. So existing season seat holders have already been contacted, and their opportunity exists to purchase postseason games, postseason trips. If somebody is not a current season seat holder, one of the best ways to get priority access to postseason tickets this year is to sign up for a season ticket plan for 2026. So people who sign up for a 20-game plan or a half-season plan or full-season plan will get priority access at the season seat holder rate for these postseason tickets. So it's not only early access, it's at a discounted rate. And then we're going to obviously make postseason tickets available to the general public later in September, but obviously to get the best pricing, the best locations, and the opportunity to get tickets for all of the potential games at American Family Field, I'm telling people the best thing to do is to become a season seat holder for 2026 and put down money to do that, and then we will give you priority access.
Rick, we often talk about how the quality of the giveaway has gone up in recent years, which is just awesome. And one of them is tomorrow, crew neck sweatshirt giveaway tomorrow.
Yeah, so we really spent a lot of time trying to come up with some different ways of doing things, not just your standard bobbleheads, which we still do some. But, yeah, the crew neck sweatshirt, the nice sweatshirt is tomorrow, and the weather's getting a little chilly, so it may actually be something people would wear on Saturday night. And then we've got the Miz T-shirt next week. We've got, you know, we've got the tumbler for Fan Appreciation Night coming up in the next series against the Reds. So, yeah, some really good giveaways the rest of the year. Tickets this weekend are very sparse. We're going to be sold out for all three games. So right now we just have very limited tickets available. More availability for the Angels series for this week, but this weekend is going to be sold out all three games.
And Looney Tunes on Sunday, Looney Tunes game.
It's going to be nuts.
I'm getting a little loony just trying to keep all the facts amount of when we clinch, who we clinch, who we play, when we play. And it's always a good problem, but it can make your head spin.
Yeah, a lot of different magic numbers out there. I did want to give you an opportunity to speak to this, Rick, and I'm coming to the ball game tonight. We're going with some friends, and I was thinking about, you know, the ballpark operates a little bit differently when you're talking about sellouts. So for folks who are used to going when it's 25,000 or 30,000 fans, when we're pushing 40-plus, like, you need folks to get there a little bit earlier, and they can expect some lines and things like that.
Yeah, the thing that works really well is the new parking system. So we don't have those long lines of cars on the freeway trying to get into the parking lot. So fans can feel comfortable that when they come to the lots, the experience will be much faster. I would say that, you know, we fully staff up for full crowds. So we have every gate open, you know, a lot of ushers, a lot of concession workers, a lot of assistants. But, yeah, it's going to, you know, people are going to take a little longer to get in the ballpark. And then I ask for people's patience when they leave the ballpark. The games are shorter. Fans are staying for the end of the game and all leaving at the same time. So we're working on possible solutions to try to help alleviate some of the delays for people leaving the game. I just ask for people to be patient while we figure that out. You know, everybody's leaving at the same time. And, you know, when you're talking about 40,000 people leaving and going to the freeway, you're going to have a little bit of loud jam.
These are fantastic problems to have, my friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, we our job is to make the experience better. So we're going to fix some of these, but yeah, it's when you're talking about, you know, sellout crowds and managing it, it's a good thing.
All right, hope I run into you tonight. That's Rick Schlesinger, Brewers President of Business Operations. Thanks, Rick.
Thanks, Vinny.